Need that.
Where'd you find this?
It was one of those cartons that came over after.
Needs oil.
Who doesn't?
You ready?
I'm not going.
Oh, Mom! I already got two children. I don't need a third.
Why is it so important that I go?
Well, for one thing, it'd be nice if you just left the room.
Oh.
Besides, these are your old friends.
They probably won't even remember me.
Oh, the Queen of Diamonds, Dottie Henson?
Margaret, I just don't think this is a good idea.
Oh, come on, Mom. I mean, you're going to get to see Aunt Kit. You two hardly ever get to see each other.
We still won't. Kit won't be there. She'll be traveling around with that husband of hers.
Frank, he has a name, Frank. And he's always been very nice to you.
It makes me nervous. There's a lot of reasons why I can't.
Mom?
Honey, I'm not comfortable about this. I'm not really part of it. It was never that important to me. It was just something I did. That's all.
Mom, when are you going to realize how special it was? How much it all meant?
I know how you feel. I really do. But you're going.
Car.
Car, a train, a bus. I'm tired already.
You'll sleep on the plane. Keep going.
Camel's out of the room. Is there a fire?
Weisenheimer.
Julie next door is watching you. I don't want to get any bad reports.
Okay. Bye, Grandma. Bye.
Jeffrey, come here. Now, remember, no matter what your brother does, he's littler than you are. So give him a chance to shoot. Promise?
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby, come here. Kill him.
Come on, you'll miss your plane.
Now and forever, you are a part of me. And the memory cuts like a knife. Didn't we find the ecstasy? Didn't we share the daylight? When you walked into my life, now and forever.
national war effort. Trading bats for bullets, Yankee star Joe DiMaggio promises to give those Nazis a jolt. Ace fireballer Bob Feller has traded Cleveland Gray for Navy Blue. Baseball's biggest stars say, "Look out, Mr. Hitler, the Yanks are coming." Not to mention the Indians, Red Sox, and Tigers. And they won't come back till it's over, over there. Meanwhile, Chicago club owner Walter Harvey, the candy bar king, met with other team owners at the famous Harvey Mansion, as rumors persist that baseball may be shut down for the duration of the war. Harvey's promotional whiz kid, Ira Lowenstein, has been given the job of figuring out how to keep baseball going. Good luck, Mr. Lowenstein.
She's getting everybody out high. Don't swing at that pitch, okay?
I can hit it.
You can.
I can.
This bat's too heavy. You're never going to get it around.
I will.
There's a big pole on the right side, okay? Don't look. Well, if your pitch is inside, you're going to have to pull it, okay?
I know.
Run her up.
No high ones.
I like the high ones.
Mule.
Nag. Your sister bailed you out, kid. Kid, why don't you get your sister to teach you how to hit? Kid, why can't you be beautiful like that sister of yours?
What
dog?
Idiot said that?
No one. But I know that's what they were thinking.
No, it's not.
No? You ever hear Dad introduce us to people? This is our daughter, Dottie.
This is our other daughter,
Dottie's sister. Should have just had you and bought a dog.
Mitch Swaley likes you.
Mitch Swaley is one step up from dating Pig.
What an important step. Why are you walking so fast?
Why are you?
I don't know, because you are.
Can you even let me walk faster than you?
Sure.
Girls, you got chores to do. Don't run, you'll scare the chickens.
I don't have time for these games.
Why are you running?
Come on, you can run faster than that.
Not fair, your legs are longer.
I ran
barely.
Hey! Hey! Hey, yourself.
Oh, doesn't that hurt them?
Doesn't seem to.
That would bruise the hell out of me.
Who are you?
I'm Ernie Cappadino. I'm a baseball scout. I saw you playing today. Not bad, not bad. You ever hear Walter Harvey makes Harvey bars? You know, the candy.
Yeah, you feed them to the cows when they're constipated.
That's the guy. He's starting the girls' baseball league. So we can make a buck while the boys are overseas. Want to play?
Huh?
Nice retort. Tryouts are in Chicago. It's a real league, professional.
Professional baseball?
Mm-hmm. They'll pay you $75 a week.
We only make 30 at the dairy.
Well, then, this would be more, wouldn't it? You interested?
Come on. $75 a week? Pull her leg for a while. Mine are long enough already.
Look, your country needs you, and you can not only play ball, but you're kind of a dolly. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, now I get it. Listen, mister, I'm a married woman. My husband's overseas.
Oh, relax. I'm talking looky, no touchy. Just how we want girls who are easy on the eye.
Well, I'll go. I'm ready right now. I gotta sign something.
I don't want you. I want her. The one who hit the ball. You can climb back under the cow.
She's good. She's very good. She's a pitcher. She just didn't pitch today because she pitched the day before.
Well, thanks for that extra special glimpse into her life. I want you. You I saw, you I like. Now, what do you say? There's a train leaving for Chicago tomorrow. Oh, come on. What do you say? Are you in?
No, thanks.
Daddy.
No, thanks. Hey, no skin off my ass, Tabula. You want to stay here plucking cows, that's your business.
You know something? You're not nice.
Ooh, that one hurts. So long, milkmaids.
No, wait! Can't you just watch me pitch? Daddy, get your mitt. I'll throw him a few. I'll show you some pitches.
No. Now, look, I know the goods when I see the goods in you. She's the goods. I'm sorry. Will you shut up? You're a pitcher, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If she comes, you can come, too. If you think, it'll only cost us a train ticket.
Get these wild animals away from me!
Haven't you ever heard of a leash?
Come on, Dottie. There's a whole rest of your life to hang around here. Never go anywhere, never do anything.
Look, I'm married. I'm happy. It's what I want. Let's not confuse things.
Okay. But can't you just have this first? Just so you can say you once did something? Something special? Huh?
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
Please, Dottie. I gotta get out of here. I'm nothing here. Now let's return to our music today. We'll be right back.
in the Pacific Northwest, which is my territory, we have increased sales 106% in the last 12-month period. And this with a war on.
You know, if I had your job, I'd kill myself. Sit here, I'll see if I can dig up a pistol. Every trip I take, I gotta sit next to one of these guys. I'm just too friendly. Hey, is that...
Stop! Stop!
Well, I'll say one thing for them. They can run.
Sir, your name?
I hit.
Stop the train!
Go on! Come on!
Give me that back.
Come on. You promised the cows you'd write?
When do we get to Chicago?
We gotta make a stop, Fort Collins, Colorado. Gotta look at another girl. Hope you're not jealous.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, honey. That was good form. Better girl. Good, good, good. Nice, nice. That's a rope, honey. Good girl, good, good. That's right, honey, two eyes. She's got an eye like DiMaggio. Good, good, good. Okay, Marla. Now, lefty.
She's your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah. Her mom's dead. It's just the two of us. Coach of the American Legion team said if she was a boy, he'd have took her to the state tournament. I said if she was a boy, I'd be in New York talking to the Yankees instead of living in this place.
All right, that's enough. You can bring her over here.
Okay, Marla. Come here. Boys, hit the shower. Take off your hat, honey.
Oh. We'll let you know.
Danny. I'm so sorry.
Come on, let's go. We'll miss the train. Let's move, move, move!
What's the matter?
I can't use her.
She's great. Why not? What's the problem?
You know General Omar Bradley?
Yeah.
Well, there's too strong a resemblance.
All right, honey.
You mean you ain't taking her because she ain't pretty?
Well, look who just caught up. All right, come on, let's go. Pick those suitcases up. Now, come on. I'm not kidding. Let's go. Move. Come on, one foot in front of the other.
Hey, mister.
Huh?
I know my girl ain't so pretty as these girls. But that's my fault. I raised her like I would a boy. I didn't know any better. She loves to play. Don't make my little girl suffer because I messed up raising her. Please. I wish you had a decent mitt.
Maybe I better not go.
Nah, you can relace it. You'll be okay.
No, I mean, who's gonna take care of you? Cook for you, help me take care of the equipment.
Don't you worry about me. You're gonna play baseball.
I'm not gonna know anybody.
Marla. Nothing's ever gonna happen here. You gotta go where things happen.
I love you, Daddy. Daddy.
Let's go. Are you coming? See how it works is, the train moves, not the station.
I did.
Oh, this is making me sick.
Write to me, honey. I love you. Show them what you got. Don't embarrass me. It's been a thin slice of heaven. Goodbye.
Wait, you're going?
Ah, dry your eyes. Yeah, I'm just going home, grab a shower and a shave, give the wife a little pickle tickle, and I'm on my way. I'll see you.
Yeah, but don't...
But what? Field, tryouts, play. That's it. Get lost.
Come on, Bill.
I hate when they get attached to me like that.
Come here and look at this.
Wait a second, Doris.
I can't wait much longer, so get up.
So?
Yeah, so I ain't done yet. Watch this.
That's it?
Yeah, you can't do it, mate.
Do it. I can't do it. Yeah, how long you been working on it, Doris?
What? Yeah. Took me about a year. Not counting them 2 months I was in a hospital, bat hit me right in the head. Bam.
Really?
Yep.
Your head and not your behind, because that looks really swollen.
Hey, what the heck kind of a thing is that?
I'm joking,
okay.
I'm nervous, all right?
I don't...
What are you looking at?
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
Yeah. Right? Nothing.
Oh, this girl's gonna be in the league? You wish.
You do wish.
They're gonna have 14. 16 girls to a team.
That's right.
64 girls.
Yeah, what are you, a genius?
You know, they got over 100 girls here, so, some of you are going to have to go home.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Come on, Doris.
Those people are jerks.
What do you mean, some of us?
Do it.
Okay, some of them are going home.
Hey, how did you do that? Excuse me. Hey, you caught that? Hello?
Doris.
Did you see her? Jeez, let's go practice. She caught her with her
pants.
She just ran.
And now, from Chicago, the Mutual presents another social commentary by Miss Maida Gillespie.
Careers in higher education are leading to the masculinization of women,
with enormously dangerous consequences to the home, the children, and our country. When our boys come home from war, what kind of girls will they be coming home to? And now, the most disgusting example of this sexual confusion, Mr. Walter Harvey of Harvey Bars is presenting us with women's baseball. Right here in Chicago, young girls plucked from their families are gathered at Harvey Field to see which one of them can be the most masculine. Mr. Harvey, like your candy bars, you're completely nuts.
on one of those five lifts.
Okay, find your name.
If we could get up on two or three parallel lines.
Hey, are you with those people, guys?
Sure.
This is my friend May. She made the team.
Sure. Okay, come on. We got a lot to do. Let's settle down. Now, you're the first... Honey, are you supposed to be here? Or are you on the cut list? Look, I'm sorry. If you're on the cut list, you have to leave the field. Well, are you cut? Oh, just look on the list. It's either Rockford, Racine, Kenosha, or South Bend.
Hi. Can you read, honey? No. All right. What's your name?
Shirley Baker.
Shirley Baker. Mm-hmm. Shirley Baker, let's just take a look. This is you. You're with us. You're Rockford Peach.
Go join your team. Okay, ladies. Now let's settle down, please. We've got a lot to go. First, congratulations. You are the first members of the All-American Girls Baseball League. I'm Charlie Collins, but I'll be managing the Racine team when the season starts. The other teams will have managers soon. At the end of practice today, you all have to get fitted for your uniforms. And this is what they're going to look like.
Pretty darn nifty, if you ask me. How about that, Billy?
It's a dress. It's half a dress.
Excuse me, that's not a baseball uniform.
Yeah, what do you think we are, ball players or ballerinas?
That's a short. I'm going to have to squat in that thing.
I can't wear that. My husband will kill me.
Ladies!
Excuse me, sir.
Ladies!
Excuse me.
If you can't play ball in this, you can't play ball with us. Right now, there are 38 girls getting train tickets home who'll play in a bathing suit if I ask them.
Oh, there's no pockets for my cigarettes.
There is no smoking. There is also no drinking and no men. All of your social engagements will be cleared through your team chaperones. Plus, each of you will have regular classes at Charm and Beauty School.
For what?
Every girl in this league is going to be a lady.
And gracefully and grandly, gracefully and grandly, gracefully and grandly, gracefully and grandly, gracefully and grandly.
And sip down. Don't slurp. Sip down. Don't slurp. Sip down. Don't slurp. Sip down.
Don't
slurp. Posture. Heads up. Back straight. And sit. Right over left. Legs always together. A lady reveals nothing. And the hair, soften and shorten. The eyebrows, thin and separate. There should be two. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Lovely.
What do you suggest?
A lot of night games.
Come on, I want to show you the grounds. You know, I always... Jimmy, come on. I'm throwing you around. Beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The place used to be a golf course. I never cared for the game myself. And I love grass. And, of course, a fortune to keep like this with the mowing and the trimming.
Look, I grew up in an apartment. I had one lousy plant in a cheese box. Now look, I got a park. These are my in-laws. Hello? They can't hear nothing.
Uh-huh.
Enough socializing. Jimmy, I'm thinking of giving you another managing job.
Oh, well, Mr. Harvey, I guarantee you that I'll do a better job than last time.
You kind of let me down on that San Antonio job.
I freely admit, sir, I had no right to sell off the team's equipment like that. That won't happen again.
Let me be blunt. Are you still a fall-down drunk?
Well, that is blunt. No, sir, I've quit drinking.
You've seen the error of your ways.
No, I just can't afford it.
It's funny to you. Your drinking is funny. You're a young man, Jimmy. You still could be playing. If you just would have laid off the booze.
Well, it's not exactly like that. I hurt my knee.
You fell out of a hotel. That's how you hurt it.
There was a fire.
Which you started, which I had to pay for.
Oh, no, I was going to send you a thank you card, Mr. Harvey, but I wasn't allowed anything sharp to write with.
Look, Jimmy, I want you to manage one of the new girls' baseball teams. Don't look so stunned. Face it. You're still a name. You step out of the dugout before every game. You wave your little hat in the air. You give the people a thrill.
Why don't we just get an organ grinder? I can hop around and do a little dance.
If you need, you're up to it, go ahead.
Mr. Harvey, I have 487 home runs for your baseball club, 3 in the World Series, 2 in Game 4 alone.
I know that. That's why I'm giving you this job. Take it or leave it. I gotta feed the fish.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first game of the All-American Girls Baseball League. The South Bend Blue Sox against your own Rockford Peaches.
Where is he? It's almost game time.
I can't believe he's going to be our manager.
You know, I was listening to the radio when he used that home run off Hubble to win the pennant.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him to sign my husband's baseball card.
Oh, do you mind? Could I take a look at this?
All right, but just be careful. If anything happens to that card, George will come all the way back in the Pacific and kill me. Mr. Dugan?
Mr. Dugan, I'm simply...
The lineup.
We can't play without a lineup.
I'll pitch. I would like to finish. Hey,
come on. How hard can it be to make a lineup? Come on.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you do it, Oregon?
Me?
Yeah, you.
All right, May, center field, lead off.
She's good.
And now, the manager of the Peaches, former 6-time National League home run champ, Jimmy Dugan.
Hey,
said, you can all kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's right. Kiss my big hairy
ass. And the Rockford Peaches.
Oh, Smurfy takes a field.
Hey, look up your shirt.
This should be something.
Ain't too many people here. I'm nervous stars, man. I ain't.
Are they laughing at us?
Yeah, they're laughing at us.
They hate us. Just keep smiling.
Hey, Clamoplush, can you throw the ball? All right, ladies, let's play ball.
Let's play ball. Good luck, guys.
Turn the skate.
Let's go.
And now, the Rockdown for Rockford. Leading off and playing center field, number 5, May Mortimito. Batting second and playing third base, number 22, Doris Murphy. Batting third, the catcher, number 8, Scotty Henson. Batting fourth and playing second base, number 32, Marla Hooch.
Girls can't play ball!
Batting fifth and playing left field,
look at
number
me.
11.
I'm a ball player, I'm a ball player! Look out, I might break it in.
The shortstop, number 1, Ellen Sue Dunklin. Number 17, Evelyn Gardner.
Slip.
Batting ninth, the pitcher, number 23, Kit Keller. Counts 2 balls and no strikes to Rockford's big catcher, Dottie Henson. And it's in the dirt, 3-0. Okay, let's see if Jimmy Dugan gives it a green light on 3-0 or gives it a take side. Game's tied 2-2, the bottom of the ninth inning with 2 runners in scoring position and only 1 out. From the belt, here's the delivery. Oh, baby, she hit the cream cheese out of that one. Jimmy Dugan, that master strategist, had her swing it away. Boy, he sure knows his baseball. A 3-run count for Dottie Henson, and Rockford wins it 5-2.
Nice. Come back next game.
Nice piece of coaching, Jimmy. I especially like that move in the fifth inning when you scratched your balls for an hour.
Well, anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Yes, indeed. Until you did that, I couldn't tell if you were drunk or dead.
Made very clear to me what I'm supposed to do here. I smile, wave my little hat, and I did that. So when do I get paid?
Now, Jimmy, you have some pretty good ball players here. If you want to give them a little bit of your...
Ball players? I haven't got ball players. I've got girls. Girls want to sleep with after the game, and I'm not with your coach during the game.
If we paid you a little bit more, Jimmy, could you be just a little more disgusting?
Well, I could certainly use the money.
On the home front, they find them everywhere. North, east, south, and west, and even Canada. Players for the new All-American Girls Baseball League. After the first month of league play, the shine still isn't off these diamond gals. Alice Skeeter Gasper says legging out a triple is no reason to let your nose get shiny. Betty Grable has nothing on these gals. Helen Haley has not only been a member of several championship amateur teams, she's also an accomplished coffee maker. With her husband in the Pacific, Betty Horn enjoys cooking spaghetti and knitting. Her teammates call her Betty Spaghetti. Ellen Sue Gotlander is a former Miss Georgia. Yow. Then there's pretty Dottie Henson, who plays like Garrick and looks like Garbo. Fellas, keep your Miss to yourself. She's married. And there's her kid sister, Kit, who's as single as they come. Enough concentrated oomph for a whole carload of Hollywood starlets. And how about Marla Hooch? What a hitter. What a league. But girls playing baseball?
Enjoy that?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Well, come back next game, will you?
Good hit.
Take care. Mr. Dugan, I'm Evelyn Gardner. Yeah, I play right field. For us. I see. I just spoke to my husband last night. And he says that I can't leave her son with him at home anymore. See, he says he's too busy reading the want ads, and I should just take him with me and shut up about it. So can I take my son with me on road trips?
Ball players.
He's the sweetest little boy. Everyone's just gonna love him.
You're too young to try.
I will. Watch.
Evelyn! Evelyn!
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to kill your son.
No, no.
Wait. The girls have a game. You can't leave us like this. Oh, please, Mr. Gustatelli.
Get over here. Get over here. Gimme.
You can't leave us like this.
No,
we're in the middle of nowhere. We can't be here.
No.
Please.
No.
Keep him away from me. He's really a sweetie, Dottie.
Yeah, I hope I have five just like him.
Don't eat the wrapper, honey.
Dottie. You gonna come with us? Where are you going?
A roadhouse called the Suds Bucket.
No, you know, I'm married.
Oh, come on, Daddy. You ain't on the farm anymore. Live a little bit.
Girls, please. Mr. Gustatelli shan't be returning.
Hey, what do you do about Miss Cuthbert? How are you going to get past her?
May's going to poison her dinner.
What?
Mr. Dugan. Mr. Dugan!
What is it, baby?
What the hell is going on? Why have we stopped?
Lou quit.
Who's Lou?
The driver.
A car could have came by now.
Hey, come on, you girls. We got to get out.
What?
Get out of the bus.
What did he say? Is that English?
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, who's in my seat?
In the 43 years I've been practicing medicine, I never saw a woman throw up that much.
Check this out. She entertains herself, Doc.
There. Yes, yeah, there.
Good. You know, you kind of top heavy down there, I reckon.
Hurry, come on.
You see that?
Mae, what did you give her?
Oh, now, oh, what a shame.
Who cares? It's working.
I wouldn't wear those shoes again, Miss Cuthbert.
Stop, you sad Doc. Keep your grip.
Doll, buddy. What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
What do you say I smack you around for a while?
Can't we do both?
No, I'm not hot. Oh, Bert, it's really cold. Oof. That's better.
Hey,
Whiskey. Hi. I think she's on the plane for
it.
She's...
I got my truck parked outside.
Kit, hey, sorry, we gotta go. Come on. Alice, come on.
Guys,
we gotta go. We got trouble.
Hi.
Hey, I knew it. You killed Miss Cuthbert.
We'll bury her. I know we got...
No. No, listen, it's Lowenstein. He's on his way here. He catches us. We're out of the league, okay?
All right. Let's make like a bread truck and hold ones, ladies.
Wait, let's check out the back door. Okay. Hey, is this all of you? All of them come?
She came.
You wish me to be glad, just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen, might never be.
What did you do to her?
Not that we just gave her a dress and a lot of liquor.
Never be cross.
All right, you guys, go ahead. I'll get
Thanks.
Give me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you, had to be you.
had to be you. It had to be you.
Marlon.
I wandered around.
Marlon, we gotta go. Come on. Come on, we gotta go.
I sing it to Nelson, ain't I, baby?
You sure are. Marlon,
come on.
No!
I could take her home. It'd be an honor.
Ain't he something could make me be blue?
That's the second time you dropped that Bible since she's been in there.
Come on, girl.
Meg, what'd you say?
Everything.
Well, here's a good job for you, too. Managing girl ball players. She's got there in you. Wave your little hat around. Don't drink. Why would I want to drink? I'm a goddamn peach. Double play. Hitting like a girl. But be nice to them. They're good ball players. Cut up, Bundy!
Now batting for the Rockford Peaches. Number 5. Center fielder. May Montevito.
No hitter.
Here's the pitch. Here's a shot at the right center. It's up the alley.
Go first.
He's turning around first. He's going up the dirt. Montevito's heading past second.
Got it there.
He's headed into third.
Skirt in the skirt.
She's in there with a triple. He smacked that one right on the kisser. No wonder they call her all the way made. Next batter, number 32, second baseman, Marla Hooch. Hooch.
Evelyn, look at this. I got so upset on my plate.
Marla.
Keep your eye on it, Marla. Take your rein.
What are you, stupid?
Somebody's got to run the team, Jimmy. You know, someone who actually watches the games.
You got a squeeze by with our best hitter? What's the sign of swing away? Hey, blonde girl! What's the sign of swing away?
It's the letters, but the infield's deep. A squeeze will work.
Stop thinking with your tits. You want a big inning? You're better! Time!
Big lush.
You fell up, Dottie.
About time's not
time. You're right, y'all.
I'm ready now.
Play ball!
Oh, goody.
Show us something, Dickle. Put it by him.
I'll say you're not ball players.
Ribbon.
Boneyard.
Huh?
Cemetery Boneyard. Have to cross your fingers. You never get another hit.
Found it out. Mono.
Come on.
Mono.
Off. And. Grabbed.
Grabbed.
Her. Milky? White. Milky white.
May, what are you getting her to read?
Oh, what difference does it make? She's reading, okay? That's the important thing. Now go away. Go. Shoot. Go ahead, Shirley. You're doing good.
Thanks, babe. Okay. Milky white breath.
It gets really good after that. The delivery boy walks in.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm writing a song.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it about?
About us.
Do you think you could teach it to me?
Doris, is this your boyfriend?
Yep.
Is that a focus?
No, that's how he looks.
Well, you know, looks aren't the most important thing.
That's right. The important thing is he's stupid, he's out of work, and he treats me bad.
Then why?
Why? What do you think? Because, you know, none of the other boys ever, always made me feel like I was wrong, you know? Like I was some sort of a weird girl or a strange girl or... Well, not even a girl, just because I could play. I believed them, too, but not anymore, you know? I mean, look it. There's a lot of us. I think we're all right.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that.
So, with two runs in the sixth, South Bend gets even.
I've got to go. Give me a seat right here.
Shake it off.
Hey, Evelyn. Can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm. Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering... because I couldn't figure out why you'd throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig shit. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
What? She's crying, sir.
I didn't mean to do that.
Perhaps you chastise her too vehemently. Good rule of thumb. Treat each of these girls as you would treat your mother.
You ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
Oh, you're out of here!
Jimmy,
I heard
you
that!
You misunderstood me!
No, I didn't!
You canceled me out for
second!
No,
Jimmy.
You got a straight off!
This is not
this!
I'm not this! I'm not this! I'm not this!
I can't believe no one ever told you that before!
That's me, I'm in charge now. All right, who's up here?
Well, the crowd's a little light today. What with the tractor show in town? So if you're in the area, and you must be in the area because this isn't a very powerful radio station, come on down to the ballpark and bring the kiddies, why don't you?
People better start showing up. We don't have fans. We don't have a league.
Ladies. Oh, you all look wonderful.
Mr. Lowenstein?
Hello.
Hi.
Ladies, there's a reporter and a photographer in the stands from Life Magazine.
Famous magazine. Wow.
Waste your time, Doris.
Let me get the Saskatchewan.
Dottie, I'm trying to get them to do a story about you.
Me? Why me?
Because you're the Queen of Diamonds. That's what I'm calling you.
Well, did you tell them anything about me?
Oh, yeah, I sure did, kid. I told them how at first the scout didn't even want you, but how Dottie wouldn't come without a kid sister. They loved it. They really loved it. A real human interest story. So, we just try to give them something spectacular out there. Anything.
Well, why? What's the matter?
Well, May, we're not doing so well. Harvey and the other owners think they've made a mistake. They're talking about closing you down.
What?
What are you talking about? Closing what down?
What kind of a thing is that you say? What does that mean?
Well, they're businessmen.
So?
No profit, no product.
What are you talking about?
And what am I supposed to do, huh? Go back to taxi dancing?
10 cents so some slob can sweat gin all over me? I'm never doing that again. So you go back there and you tell old rich Mr. Chocolate Man that he ain't closing me down. It's all right, May. They can't keep
that's
him
right,
from
George.
Playing.
Come on,
they can't stop him from playing, can they?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I am trying my best. So will you just give them everything you've got?
You always do.
So, a slick play by Alice Gasser, and there's two gone here in the third, and that'll bring up Dee Lynch. Lynch is the most consistent Bells hitter this year.
Okay, burn it in.
Settles in. Pops it up. Oh, Henson should have no trouble with this. She's under it.
No! Uncle Elmore stopped. What did she do? Woo!
I can't do that.
Who can?
What is her name? Her name is Dottie Kinson. D-O-T-T-I.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I just thought it might help the league.
Shit. Goddamn suckers.
Is this a triple? Maybe a double would be nice.
All right. God knows we have a game. It's not like any of this helps Blue.
Let's go, girls.
Dozens of people are waiting for the game to start.
In your bosoms?
Thank you.
Coming back. Uh-oh. Chief, oh, it's unbelievable.
He's good looking.
What does he do when he's down in the army?
He's assistant manager at the dairy. He's going to be manager someday. He's real smart.
He's as good looking and smart. There's so few of us.
What did you say he was again? Italy?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I haven't got a letter from him in 3 weeks. I used to get one every week.
Hmm. Well, that doesn't mean anything. You know, if he's in combat, it's not like there's a mailbox in every corner. Besides, if something had happened, he would have got one of those telegrams.
Oh, God, it does.
Oh, but he's fine. No, he's fine. He's fine.
How come you're not in the army?
I have no cartilage. In my knee, I have a gene cartilage to shoot Nazis. I need this, right? Trigger finger. I could do that.
Huh. How did I get so useless so fast?
Boys really like this on your fingers?
Works for me. Sister's not going to be mad, is she?
I don't care.
Listen, when
Bob
comes back, are you going to keep playing?
Oh, no.
You could just quit like that?
Sure.
Because you play like you love it.
No, no.
Does he know how good you are?
Bob?
No, Hitler. Yes, Bob.
How good am I?
You stink. You're lousy. You're only the best player in the league. You don't know that?
Well. You ever been married?
Well, let me think. Yeah, twice.
Any children?
One of them was, yeah. Is she out?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for a drink.
Hang on.
These really don't mix.
Good, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Game's getting pretty exciting.
Finish right here. I'll strike the turkey out.
Yeah, Betty Spaghetti already come in.
Come on, Coach. I've never been taken out before. Ask Dottie. I really want to finish this game, Jimmy. Please.
What do you think?
Well, you know, she's battling.
What do you think?
She's done. She's throwing grapefruits up there.
Blue!
Oh, it looks like Keller's coming out of the ball game, and she is not happy about it.
Good
hands in the roster today. She's hitting hard. Breaks in from the left field bullpen.
Look at this crowd. This is great. They're jumping, they're hopping, they're cheering, and they paid to get in here. You did a fabulous job on it. I won't forget this.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Harvey. Thank you very much. I appreciate it coming from you. But to be perfectly honest, I think the girls deserve most of the credit.
Oh, they're great. Fortunately, we won't need them anymore. Do you want a peanut?
No. What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? We're winning the war. Our situation changed. I mean, Roosevelt himself said men's baseball won't be shut down. So we won't need the girls next year.
Bases loaded, the bottom of the ninth. Rockford up 6-2, two men out. No ball, two strikes.
love these girls. I don't need them, but I love them.
Look at them. Come on, let's go.
This is what it's going to be like in the factories, too, I suppose, isn't it?
Men are back, Rosie. Turn in your rivets. We told them it was their patriotic duty to get out of the kitchen and go to work. And now when the men come back, we'll send them back to the kitchen.
What should we do? Send the boys returning from war back to the kitchen? Come on.
Do you know how dedicated these girls are and what they go through? They play with sprained ankles, broken fingers. They ride a bus sometimes all night to play a doubleheader the next morning.
I'll make it up to them.
What, with Harvey bars?
Getting tired of listening to the Irish.
Mr. Harvey, I'd like your permission to take over the league.
What? Harry, do you understand? All of the owners are getting out. There's no point to it anymore. Just let them finish the season and that's it.
I sold your product when there was no product. This is a product.
There is no room for girls' baseball in this country once the war is over. They're through.
I think you're wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you, Mr. Harvey.
Hi, my name's May, and that's more than a name. That's an attitude. That's my friend Doris, best player on the team.
Thank you, May.
You're the best.
It was an important game. It put us in the playoffs.
I could have finished.
The way you were pitching, Stillwell could have hit off you.
What's the matter, kid? You too big to finish your own games now?
Just let me slip out of my uniform, and I'll show you a night on the town.
Hey! Don't start with me, kid. Don't you start with me. Don't start!
Kid, come on, cut it out. You're a friend of mine. Go chip out.
Husband.
Take some hot water for me, you guys.
You okay?
My rear end hurts where Jimmy dropped me.
You're acting like a baby out there.
Treating you like a baby.
I treated you like a pitcher. A pitcher who'd lost her stuff.
When Betty's in trouble, you nurse her through. You're out there every damn pitch backing her up.
You know, I seem to remember last week somebody throwing a rosin bag in my face, telling me to get my fat ass back behind the plate. Was that you or the umpire?
All I know is you could have backed me up today instead of holding me back.
I hold you back.
Like at home. It's like if you're here and I'm not here.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what I mean. I know I'm wrong. I know you're right, and I'm wrong. I know that. I just get so mad. Why do you gotta be so good? Huh?
Hey, kid. Kid?
Oh, Dottie, here you are. You weren't on the bus. Could I speak to you for a minute?
I have to leave.
Oh, don't worry. I wasn't going to leave without you.
No. I'm going home. I'm leaving the team.
What? Why? What?
I have to go home.
Home? You can't go home now. No, this couldn't come at a worse time. We're in a little bit of a crisis, and I have to try to pull something off here, and it's just not a good time to lose our most popular player. What's the problem? Maybe I can help.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it's
personal?
It's one of the girls, isn't it?
It's May, right? No. Shit, that's it. I've noticed there's some friction there, but that's fine. That's no problem. Doesn't mean you have to quit the league. I can arrange a trade, like Racine, Kenosha, South Bend.
Just trade me or whatever, but you got to figure it out by tomorrow, okay? Otherwise, I'm going home.
Tomorrow? To fine. All right, I'll work everything out by tomorrow. You really give me a scare there for a second.
Hey, Paul, does anybody have any extra holes? Does anybody have
any?
Hey,
Thanks,
dear.
How do I look?
Where'd you get that dress?
I borrowed it.
It don't fit you, May. It's too tight.
I don't plan on wearing it that long.
I don't know why you get dressed at all.
Where's Daddy?
In there.
Well, Glenn, you want to go to the movies with me?
You want to go with me? Bitch!
What?
I've been traded to Racine.
Oh. You? I told them to trade me.
Oh, yeah, they'd really trade you. Miss Star, Miss Perfect. You know exactly what was going to happen the whole time.
I didn't. This will be better than the movie.
I gotta see.
I'll quit, okay? I'll quit. Is that what you want me to do?
Sure, then everybody will blame me for you quitting.
What am I going to do? I'll do it.
Stay away from me. Just leave me alone. That's what I want you to do.
Listen to me. It was all a mistake, okay? It was a big mistake.
I was getting too good, wasn't I?
Listen.
I knew if I did too good, you'd do something to push me down.
Hey, Kit. Blow it out your rear end. I am so sick of being blamed for everything that's bothering you. I got you into this league, goddammit.
It's better in the league.
I didn't even want to be here.
Then why are you still here? My train leaves at 8 o'clock. I got 10 minutes to pack.
Well, if you have any trouble, you know who to blame.
I'll see you in the world, please.
Yeah, you bet you will. Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
Oh. Has anyone seen my new red hat?
Oh, piss on your hat.
Well, that seemed uncalled for.
Oh, God, just keep it down, okay?
Kids on what team?
She is not.
Is she in?
Yes.
What are you, deaf?
Kid,
just
wait
now.
Kid's
on her bed.
She's not
playing.
You need
me
having
there.
What?
Don't act like this. Look, you're still in the league. You're just on another team. That's all.
Batter up. Hear that call. The time has come. For one and all to play ball.
Oh, we're the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. We got Canadian, Irish ones and sweet. We're all for one, we're one for all, we're all American. Each girl stands her head so proudly high. She's not the one to use or need an alibi. Our chaperones are not too soft, they're not too tough. The
managers are on the ball. Now, Scott, where's that? You gorgeous stack of pancakes, you.
Man on the floor. Already dressed. All right, get Stillwell away from there. I don't know what he's doing, but get that kid away from the tape. Stillwell!
Stillwell,
all right.
Come over here.
All right, everybody, let's listen up. Now, listen up.
Something important has just happened. I was in the toilet reading my contract, and it turns out I get a bonus when we get to the World Series. So, let's play hard. Let's play smart. Use your head.
I said lump 3 feet above our ass, right, Jimmy?
Well, some more prominent than others there, Doris. Come in.
Excuse me? I got a telegram from one of you ladies from the War Department.
Oh, my God, Ernie.
Let's see. Boy, I hate these. These are the worst. At least the Army can do is send someone personally. Until your husband's dead. Darn.
time. I have the name right here.
Well, I gotta go back and get this straightened out. Sorry.
Hey, just give me the telegram.
I can't. I don't have a name on the checklist.
Just give me the telegram.
Hey, this is official.
This is from the War Department. Come on. That's official business. I'm coming.
Sorry, Betty.
No, John! No, no, no!
It's okay. It's okay.
John!
It's okay. It's okay.
All right, come on, come on. We still got a game to play.
Seven of us before we got him.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, sweetie.
It's all right, I mean it.
I miss you so much.
I've been discharged.
They got to receive you again.
It's all over. I'm here, babe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, but you have to sit down here for me. Clear all this stuff off.
I almost forgot how beautiful you are.
Oh, no, I look terrible.
You look beautiful. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I love you. Can we just hold each other for the rest of our lives?
That's my plan. Why am I the only person on this bus? What are we waiting for? Are you physically unable to show up on time?
Come on, Jimmy. Bye.
If you think you can do it at the batting practice, think again. Think again. Not with the way you've been hitting. Oh, let's not go to the World Series without Stillwell's toys! Alice, what time is it where you live?
Jimmy, don't yell at me before a game. It's bad luck.
Stillwell! Angel!
Dugan?
Yeah?
Can you stand my baseball?
Sure. There.
Wow! Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Wow!
That's good advice!
Dottie! Write to us. We'll miss you. We will. Thanks. Good luck in the World Series.
We'll be back.
Taking a little day trip?
No. Bob and I are driving home to Oregon.
You know, I really thought you were a ball player.
Well, you were wrong.
Was I?
Yeah. It is only a game, Jimmy. It's only a game, and I don't need this. I have Bob. I don't need this. I don't.
I gave away 5 years at the end of my career to drinking. 5 years. And now there isn't anything I wouldn't give to get back any one day of it.
Well, we're different.
It's chicken shit, Dottie. You want to go back home to Oregon and make 100 babies? Great. I'm in no position to tell anyone how to live. But sneaking out like this, quitting, you regret it for the rest of your life. Baseball is what gets inside you. It's what lights you up. You can't deny that.
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Bye. Bye, Jimmy.
She's the third baseman, Doris Murphy, the best one they got.
Oh, where are you from?
Staten Island. I'm going to surprise her. After the game, I'm going to take her out for a steak dinner.
All right. Time for the song and dance. What does that smell?
Alice thinks it's bad luck to change her socks.
So we all have to suffer?
Well,
oh, Spade, get away. Outfielders, I want you to play deep a couple of steps. I don't want to give up anything long. Alice, The leadoff hitter gets on. They're going to bunt. Be ready. All right. Now, I'd like to lead you all in a little prayer. Come on.
Prayer?
What?
Come on.
Oh,
yes, a little prayer. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Okay, good. Lord, hallowed be thy name. May our feet be swift. May our bats be mighty. May our balls be plentiful. Lord, I'd just like to thank you for that waitress in South Bend. You know who she is. She kept calling your name. God, these are good girls, and they work hard. Just help them see it all the way through. Okay, that's it.
Amen.
Let's go.
Amen.
Okay.
Go! Beat it!
Go! 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 Go
killing me. You're killing me, Alice. You're goddamn killing me.
Someone will walk out of here today, champions of the league, and someone else will just walk out of here.
Get away from me for just one game. Hey, Alice Sue, how's it looking, Alice Sue?
Good, Coach.
You feeling real good? You're looking good.
Yes.
Nice and warm?
Warm.
Real good.
Alice, if Ellen Sue doesn't have anything, you don't keep it a secret. You understand me? You tell me right away. You understand me?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, you're screaming. I hear you.
Well, where did you come from?
Well, we got as far as Yellowstone Park and turned back.
And you have trouble with bears, did you?
I was fine until that scout walked into our barn. Besides, I'm no quitter.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. Who said you could quit?
Alice has been catching for us the last 6 games. She looks pretty good.
You don't want me to play?
Well, you're already dressed. Hell, if you want to play, I don't care. You can play.
Well, then I'll play.
Okay. Good.
Fine,
good play.
Hey, Jimmy. You look like shit. Don't you ever shave?
We're gonna win!
No! Light a tank!
It's okay.
Evelyn, now he's
okay. Say, well, are you going to stay out here or are you going to come in the dugout?
Okay, let's go.
Missing the cutoff man. Now, that's something that I would like you to work on before next season.
Dick.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Mr. Dugan.
Ball hits it on her horse. He chases after it.
Stop it!
team, one out from the title.
You go, Tom, there you go.
Come on, kid, now you're up. You're the hitter now. Let's go.
Last batter, standing in Rockford's way, is Kid Keller. Kid is 1-for-3 today.
Can I have time out?
Good!
High fastballs. Can't hit him. Can't lay off. All right.
All right, we just hold him out. We got it. Come on. Come on, Ozu. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Marvel.
Alice, you told me it's lovely.
Yeah, I feel like I should
be weak for you. You know, I thought we were going to win. I swear I did.
Well, we didn't.
Went up to that last inning and we had it. I'm so depressed I could eat a cow.
Hey, Dottie, it's all right. You know, you did good. Get dressed. See you on the bus.
Thanks, man.
You want to be a ball player when you get big?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your name?
Angelina.
Angelina.
you do. You gotta practice really hard. Well, what's your name?
Hi. How much are these?
What's your favorite part, running or hitting?
Thank you.
Hitting. You all like hitting better? What's your name?
Mary.
Mary? Who are you rooting for?
Racing!
That's what I thought you said. Yeah. Okay, well, you guys be good. Get dirty.
Bye, kids.
Bye. Daddy. Look, I'm sorry I knocked you over.
No, you're not.
You were blocking the entire play. How do you expect me to even
look,
get
that's it? The way the game is played. You did what you had to do. You just beat me. You wanted it more than me.
I think I jammed my shoulder, if it makes you feel any better.
Little? Look, I'm going back to the hotel, and then Bob and I are driving back to Oregon. You're welcome to come with us.
No. You two should be alone. I'd just be in the way.
When do you think you'd be coming home?
Well, some of the girls have been talking about staying around here, you know, and getting jobs. I really like it here.
Christmas?
I don't know. But you're coming back next year, right?
No. I want to have kids. We want to have kids.
Dottie, you got plenty of time to have kids. You couldn't give this up. You'd miss this too much.
Miss it? Yeah, I miss putting on all this gear, catching a doubleheader in 100-degree heat, pushing the bus through the mud, getting slammed into every other day by a base runner. Think I'm going to miss that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll miss.
What?
Well, I miss the girls. I miss you, Kat.
Me?
Yeah, how many sisters do you think I have? I love you, Kat.
Really?
Yeah.
Just when I want you to stay, you're leaving. Well, thank you for getting me into the league, Dottie.
You got yourself in the league. I got you on the train. Play great.
Like you.
Stay in touch, you hear? Come home every once in a while. If you don't, I'm going to come back here and hit line drives at your head, okay? Go on.
I love you. You are going to miss this. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a winner.
Good game, Jimmy. Good game, good man.
Jimmy Dugan. Hi, I'm a big fan of yours.
Hi, yeah?
I'm Dottie Suskin.
Oh, hey. Well, then I'm a big fan of yours.
Hi, yeah.
Well, I...
Old man Harvey, he just offered me a job managing next year in Wichita.
Wow. AAA? That's great. Good luck.
Turn him down.
Why?
What do you mean, why? I already got a job. Well, I'll see you.
All right. Okay.
Miss Cuthbert, send me my special seat now, cutie.
Meet you at the hotel.
Hey, did you see Mace catch that?
Hey, Mr. Murphy.
I'd rather see you playing ball than the other stuff you used to do.
What are you saying that for? You make them feel bad. All right,
steak
dinner. All right, on you. All right, Dad, see you later.
Kit, over here. Come on, let's go. Kit, come on, let's get going.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Come on.
That was Bob, huh?
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Kit! Lay off of those high ones.
I like the high ones.
Mule!
Nag!
Goodbye!
Come here. Come here. Come here.
What?
Come here. Come
what
here.
Is it?
Look at her. Hey. Dottie?
It's Dottie.
Ah.
Hey, Doris.
Oh,
May? All the way May?
She knows it's called me that since
last night.
Oh, I'm a married woman now.
Yeah, but
this time. Hey, girl, look who's here.
Shirley?
Oh, Shirley.
Helen Haley.
Oh,
it's Dr. Haley now. I'm a doctor.
I always knew you would be.
Daddy.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Dottie Henson.
Betty Spaghetti?
Hi, Betty.
Best on both play of the league.
I remember her.
That's because she only played 1 year.
Oh, Ellen Sue. Oh, hi. You haven't changed one bit.
Dottie, I married a plastic surgeon.
Dottie, having you here is good luck. Thanks, Alice.
Dottie?
Hmm? Marla. Mm-hmm. Oh, Marla.
Oh, Dottie.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh.
How's
Nelson?
Yeah.
He's good. He's retired. Our son runs the business.
Oh.
How's Bob?
Oh, he's...
When?
Just this winter.
I'm sorry.
I'm so excited.
I've got butterflies
in my stomach. Hey, look. They've got the Women in Baseball thing up there.
Isn't it neat?
Baseball Hall of Fame.
I'm shaking.
Wait a minute here.
Dottie. Guess
who that is?
Oh. Hi, Dottie. You remember?
You're gonna lose.
Stillwell Angel. My goodness. Where's your mom?
Mom died a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was a real nice lady and a damn fine ball player.
Yeah. When I heard about this, I just felt like I owed it to her to be here. She always said it was the best time she ever had in her whole life.
Lowenstein, since you kept the league going all those years, well, you do it.
There you are.
Thank you, Bob. Ladies, it's my honor.
You know, look, that's when you changed my life, honey.
Smile, angel, smile. The time has come for one and all to play ball.
Glad you came.
Hi, you, Daddy.
Can I take a picture?
Let's take a picture of a whole team.